When the events turned in the Megillah and Mordechai was able to send out his egros and put up the Paschegen in Shushan, Lios Hayehudim Asidim Dinokim Me'ayivim, the Pasuk says, LaYehudim Hoysa Oiro V'Simcha V'Sosin V'Kor. Vashneitzach. Mordechai only sent out the Igros, his Igros, 70 days after Haman's Igros. The God says he waited until the Ratzim came back. So he wanted to send it with the same Ratzim. So they shouldn't say, no, there's a whole, why should we believe the second Igros? That's a whole forgery. But the same Ratzim came back, and they were there able to tell everybody that they came where they came. That Mordechai is now the Mishneh LeMelech, and Haman's been hanged. Don't forget, the Megillah took place at a time before you had all this mass media and all the communications and everything. Today, the second they would hang Haman, it would be on everybody's machine kalach. Everybody would see it and then it didn't go like that. Took time for Shmuas to go. So he waited, he sent them with the same Ratzim. That was on Chof Gimel Sivan. There were 70 days. It's interesting that Haman was already hanging on Tessai and Nisan. And Yud-Zai. And all the places where the first Igros were coming out, they were going along. And the Yidden, after Haman was dead, and Mordechai was the Mishneh LeMelech, and Mordechai had the Tabas HaMelech, and the Melech had already given Rishus for Mordechai to write his Igros. But in most places, it was happening, let's say, later on, a few days later in Nisan, and the whole of Iyar, and wherever the Haman's Gzeira was coming, and the Paschegen, his Paschegen was being put up, it was Evel God of the Yehudim, Tzayim, Uvechi, Umispeit, for 70 days, even though Lamaisa, back in Shushan, it's all over. It wasn't exactly over, but the Iker had changed. No, but the Yidden didn't know. So it's as interesting to Weisse that everywhere is going, 70 days of tshuva, bechia, tefillah, until the Ratzim came back. So the Ratzim that he sent on the horses. So they should go quicker. So they shouldn't be so long in Tsar. Kolponim, Lavdavki was 70 days by the time that the Ratzim came with Mordechai's Igros. So it was quicker than took them to the first time. But Kolponim, what was going on was interessanta maisa. The Klal Yisrael are davening all over the place, even though Be'etzim, the Yeshua has already started. But they don't know that. And so wherever they're going, there's the Tzara. And they were Nisoyre and Tefillah and Tshuva. And Lemaisa, there was Poel, the Yeshua, when it came, Lemaisa, Tachlis, Lemaisa, Yud Gimel, Oda, the Yoim Asher Sibru Ha'oivim, Mechulem, there was the Yeshua. Al Kolpani state, like, when that happened, when they got there, there was Simcha Vesosa La Yehudim, V'Rabi V'Yabei Ha'oritz Misyahadim, Ki Nofal Pachat HaYehudim Aleim. When the Goyim saw there's a Pas Shegen signed by the Melech, that the Yid could be misnakim from their enemies, so a lot of the Goyim were scared. And they were misyahadim. It's misyahadim. A lot of the Mefarshim say they didn't actually weren't misgayer. They just dressed up like Yehudim, like Yid. It's one of the reasons they say for the minig to dress up on Purim. So there, can I get there? I see yeshiva. A lot of it's very interesting how people dress up. Maybe it's a stickle giloy of what they really want to be. So a few people dress up like Yid. Most people dress up like Goyim. So we won't say they're Goyim Mamish, like Miss Yahadim, they weren't Miss Gaia. They looked like Yid. Midok Kisa, well, you see the Hanhogas on Purim that maybe they don't need to be Miss Gaia or Miss Goye, to become a Goy. Maybe they're bad, so they are Goyim. Maybe some of the people, the way they behave on Purim, you see that they tak have to be Miss Gaia after Purim. What would be if the Besdin came along to be Miss Gaia, the Besdin would say, look, it's a Shvet Zayda Yid. The Besdin would say, listen, you have to be, you want to be a Yid, you have to be a Kabbalah on yourself not to get Shika. Not to get Shika? What's that? Are you talking? That's too much. Stop it. Nowadays, that would be too Shver for most Bochrim to be Miss Gaia. Al Kol Pani. So the Gemara here in Megillah says, interesant, Omrab Yehuda, what's the pshat? Oira v'simcha v'sosin v'ikar. Oira zu toira. Cheinu oime kiner mitzvah v'toira or. Simcha zu yomtev. Cheinu oime v'samachta v'chagecha. Sosoin zu mila. V'chein hu oime, soso neuchi alim rosecho. V'yikor, elu tfilin. V'chein hu oime, v'rou kol ha-mei oritz, kishem ha-shem nikro lecho v'yoru v'imeko. Tanya Reblaise, I got a loime, elu tfilin shem berosh. Kishem ha-shem nikro lecho, is the koyach of tfilin v'yoru v'imeko. So l'chayre, I'm regular kasha. So what's the Torah, what's the Megillah telling us? That then, after they hung Haman, after Mordechai was the Mishnah Lamelech, and Mordechai was sending out this igros, Nofal Pachad HaYehudim Aleihem, so the Yidden had Torah and Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, understand, they made their Mekabal Yom Tov over Mila and Tvilin. So what's the pshat? They didn't have Torah before. What's that Torah before? They didn't have Mila before. Of course they had Mila before. The Yidden were mild. And even if we say the Haman wanted to be goyzer lahashmid, to be goyzer, to be mevatel these mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, shmad, to be mevatel Torah from the world, mitzvahs from the world, but it hadn't happened yet. His gezerah hadn't happened. And we know that when Haman came to pick up Mordechai, take him on the sus, they were learning. The Tanokhus Beis Rabban, he was giving a whole shir. In Mitzvah Sa'ime. To the head Torah. It was the Pshat. The Pshat, the Pasuk. What was this Chadish? Oyer was the Torah. The head Torah. The God learns Simchas Yom Tov's Lav Davke Yom Tov's also Shabbos. So they had Shabbos. It's not. So if we say it's Kipshuta Yom Tov, so they were Mechadish Yom Tov, even though it wasn't yet Purim, but they were Mechadish Yom Tov when that happened. Look, but if you say it was Shabbos, it means more than just Yom Tov. Simchas of a Moed, Simchas of Shabbos. They had Shabbos. They had Mila. And they had tefillin. Unochazach. So if that's what the pasuk means, so why doesn't the Torah? Why doesn't the Megillah write it? A Yehudi voice on the Torah, the Yom Tov, the Mila, the tefillin. Why is it a code? Adorim tzrichim biur. In Parsha Zohar, we're told, Amalek, Zoharis Asher Osel Cho Amalek, Asher Kol Cho Baderech, the famous drasha of Chazal, Loshen Krirus, Moshel to Abatia Mirsachas, nobody could go into this Abatia, Amalek come to Amikveh, you have sometimes mikvahs where you've got a hot mikvah and a pshara's mikvah and a cold mikvah. And Amala Mensch tries, he tries to get into the hot mikvah, he suddenly realizes, why are you out? Can't go in. So then, nobody's in that mikvah. Why? It's too hot. Abatir asachas. Nobody could go in. Bo Adam Blial Echot, person who's a hefker bench, and he jumps into the Abatir Sachas, Kvakirir Lacherim, so Chazal. He does something stupid, and he goes into this boiling mikveh. So you can imagine sometimes you see this type of things happen in the mikveh. So if Yenna could go into the Hesa mikveh, so I can't, I have to prove that I'm just as brave as him. So he also gets. But that's Korach HaBaderech. What's the Bi'o HaDvorim? The Medrash of Psikta tells us that after Kriyas Yamsuf, Pasuk says, Shomu Amim Yugozun, Chilo Chaz Yoshvei Ploshes, the whole world was scared of Klal Yisrael, scared of the fact that Klal Yisrael is the Am Hashem. The whole world heard, Shomu Amim, the whole world heard of Kriyas Yam Suf, this Gewaltige army of Paroi. Sheish Rechev Bochur, 600 Choshev tanks. Not like the Russian tanks. Choshev tanks. And Chol Rechev Mitzrayim, and Vechulim, Vechulim, a massive army. That it was destroyed in a Nisius Dika Oifen. Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Hashem Zloichem Li Israel. They all saw it was Hashem. 40 years later, Rochav tells the Maraglim came to Yerichoi. They were mamish scared because we heard of Kriyas Yam Suf. The world was scared. Along came Amalek, says the Medrash, says we have to stop this. Can't have this Yira in the world. Yira Hashem. And the Goyim said to him, you Meshuggah? We're going to start up with Klal Yisrael. Look what happened to Paro. How, if Paro couldn't beat them, how can we beat them? So Amalek said, I'll start. And if I'm Menatzeach, and I'll defeat them. So you join in, then you'll come in and join in. And if not, so you won't lose. You stand by and wait. Amalek was very far from Klal Yisrael, the Midbar. Went anywhere near Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They went hundreds of very, very long way to attack Klal Yisrael. And there was no half a million, Klal Yisrael were not coming to occupy Edom at that point. or Amalek, where Amalek lived. So they had no problem. There wasn't a problem. The Canaanim, Canaanim were coming into Eretz Yisrael with the Shiva Umois, but not Amalek. What was their problem? Teretz is, Amalek could not be soivel that there's ruchnius in this world. Amalek is gematria rob. Rob al kol goyim Hashem. The Amish is not here. The Amish is up there. Reishis goyim Amalek, Bilam said. What's the pshat? Reishis goyim Amalek. They weren't the first nation. They weren't the first goyish nation. The grandsons of Esav. Well, the other nations, plenty of nations before them. Why are they Reishis goyim? So, Dr. Rashi, Reishis goyim Amalek, was the Reishis haloichmim keneged Yisrael was Amalek. They were the first ones, the prime anti-Semites in the world. They were the Haskalah and the leaders of the Sinas Yisrael in the world. And what was their Sinah? An amazing thing. What was their problem? They came to fight Klal Yisrael, even though was nothing, Klal Yisrael were coming to chepe them Bichlal. Wasn't no Geir to them. What was their problem? They couldn't be soivel. There should be Yiras Hashem in the world. There should be a Shoma Amim Yirgozel, Dos Nisht. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Vayizanev becho, kol anechesh olim acharecho. Makazonov, Zog Chazal, what's the Makazonov? Kama biurim, but one of the biurim is, they were choytech the milos, vizorkom klape mailo. They said, Tule Shaloch. What's a Mondazach? Choytech Milas, throw it up to Shabbai. What do they want? Mila is a semen of Kedushas Aguf. Mila is the Ois Bris Kodesh on the Guf HaAdam. Mila is the semen of Kedusha in the most base level of a mensch. That's why Bris Mila is Mekadish Be'etzim, the whole mensch. If you'd ask us, where should we put the Ois Bris Kodesh? We'd say, probably on the head. The person learns the Heilige Torah with his head. Maybe somebody would say, on the heart. Oida Shebelev. And where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, that the Ois Bris Kodesh should be put on the Eva HaBris, on the Mokum, with the Eva which has the most Taiva, the most base Eva in the Guf HaAdam. Because if the Ois Bris Kodesh is only on the Kop, so the Pshat is that the Machshavas are Kodesh. But what's below that from the Mensch? The rest of his goof, that's not in the area of Kedusha. That's where he's a behemoth. Or the lave. So then the areas below the lave, the stomach, the Eber HaBris, that's not in Kedusha. Kum segei the Ois Bris Kodesh Bris Mila is megale that the kol remach evorim for the mensha Kodesh. If there's Kedusha in the Ois, in the Eva HaBris, all the rest of the Evarim of the Mensch are Kodesh. And that Amalek can't be soivel. And he did something very interesting. He zorkon klape mailo and said, Tule Shaloch, you take yours. Kedusha belongs there, not here. Kedusha is in heaven, not here in this world. The goyim believe in heaven. The goyim want to go to heaven. Because they want to go to heaven. have an interesting, Chazal tell us that when Esav and Yaakov, by Yisrutzu Abodi, Bekirbo, they were having a machlokus over Olam Hazeh and Olam Abo. The machlokus over Olam Hazeh, understand, what's the machlokus Olam Abo? Esav wants Olam Abo. And Esav wants Olam Hazeh. But he doesn't want that Olam Hazeh should have anything to do with Olam Abo. So Esav invented a gewaltig religion. Esav invented a religion. You just believe in the guy with the diapers. Bahare ato ben Olam Habo. You can do what you like. You can live a life of nevala. Adaram, here? You don't have to think. Just believe in him and you're okay. Then the Mechadish Nochachidish, even more crazy. And if you don't believe in him, then you go to Gehillim forever. Crackpot religion. Oh, but that's Esav. Esav is Kuloi Chitzoini. Esav is Nimshal Lechazia. Lechazia is Poishet Lofa V'Oime Ru'u Kosha Ani. There are four chayas that have one simin of kashrus. Three of them are male geiro. But the feet are not kosher. Being male geiro is a simin pnimi of kashrus. And the simin chitzoini, they don't have. But Esav nimshal lechazia, because Esav is faket. He's not male geira. In pnimi is treif. Well, lemaisa is treif, but he's poshet tlofov, which is interesting. Every animal that has kosher feet. When he's barbies, when he lies down, he puts his feet under his stomach. You look, if you go, you'll see a cow, a lamb, a sheep, they all put the cows out. The only chaya that puts his feet out is the chazia. And what does he say? Ru! Why does he do that? Ru! Look! Koshani! I'm kosher. Everybody should see I'm kosher. You shakran. That's Esav. He's a shakran. Shaker. You're all kosher, Adi. Abolik is the ikar koyach of Esav. He's abolik. Let's rob al kol goyim Hashem. Yeah, there's Hashem, but up there, not here. Amalek, what's an Olam Gashmi, an Olam Chitzoini? Can't take Shabbat, I'm in your Gozun. Chas v'sholem. They did something very interesting. So he comes to start up with Klal Yisrael, and the other woman's telling him, it's ridiculous. You can't defeat them. If Paro couldn't defeat them, how can we defeat them? So what did he say? He said an interesting thing. He said, you stand by. If I'm Menatzeach, you join in. Why should they join in? If he's Menatzeach, he's Menatzeach. Doesn't need help. That wasn't the vote. It wasn't about, I'll be Menatzeach and that's it. Then I'll go home. It was to take away the whole maimed of Klal Yisrael and Be'ika, what Klal Yisrael represents, to take away the year off from the world. See, he'll be the only one to do that. No! Alagoyim, you come in, I'll start. If I'm an Atzech, you join in. We should all be together destroying what it's all about. Reshis Goyim Amalek. About Amalek's the Rashi's goyim, but he leads the goyim into the fight. And if not, you won't lose anything. Shekorcho baderech. He was mekarer the whole thing la'acherim. And even though he lost, he took away that yira that there was in the world, the yira Hashem in the world. That's the koach amalek. And the pasuk tells us, ki yod al kis ko, ein akise shalem ve'ein Hashem shalem kol zman the amaleks in the world. What's the bi'ah hadvarim? There is no real gilui of Hashem Yisbarach, a shleimistik gilui of Hashem Yisbarach, kol zman amaleks in the world. And the kisei is the hanhoges Hashem, the gilui of hanhoges Hashem in the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom is being manning the world, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is here. Oh, but the shame is not shalem, and the kisei is not shalem, tahainu, the gilui, which there was before Shamo Amimir Gozun calls Mala Moliks in the world, they took it away. In the Oilam Achitzoyli, as we look at the world, calls Mala Moliks in the world, we don't see that Hashem Yisbarach is being manning the world. Calls Man Amalek is here. Amalek and Mashbiah on the whole world. And then Mashbiah even on the Yin. In Kal V'Chomer, in our door, it used to be that Yin separated themselves from the Goyim, and the effects of the Goyim were very, very small on Klal Yisrael. Over the last 150 years, Klal Yisrael have opened themselves up to Hashmos from Goyim. And even the Olam HaTorah, the Loim De Torah, the so-called Charedim, why are they so-called? Halavai would be Charedim. Charedi is Chared L'Dvar Hashem. Have you seen somebody who's actually chored l'dvar Hashem? Who has that level of yiras shamayim that he's chored l'dvar Hashem? This musig of charedi is so typical of the world we live in. What's a charedi? What's the definition of a charedi? A person who wears a white shirt and a black yarmulke. That's the definition of a charedi. Chitzoy, chitzi, chitzoynius. Misyahadim. It's all of us. We're misyahadim. Dressing up like Yin. Chitzoynius. But where does it come from? Such a hanhoga. The shoresh adava is amalek. Romal kol goyim Hashem. Davish is here. Veila kisei shalim, veila shem shalim. Because well, amalek's in the world. The only tikkun, to get back to what has to be, is to be mesalek that koyach from the bria bichlam. Mochay timche. Take away the matias, the culture, their whole mahalach achayim. Take it away. And be'etzim it's mashmiyah on all the goyim are the same. Ramban says about Aristo, who was a Yevani. It wasn't from Esau. Ramban says, what was Aristo was a Rasha because he was not mamin in anything that he couldn't see. Chitzoinius. Chitzei chitzoinius. There's nothing more than meets the eye. That's the Goyish culture. Kol HaKoyfa B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. What's Yehudi? What is a real Yid? Yehudis miloshen haidah. To be moide, to admit, you can't be moide to something which is pashut. That's not called haidah. Moide b'miktsas is only chayv if it's shayach kfira. If it's not shayach kfira, it's not called haidah. Ayid is moide that Hashem is worth running the bria. The goy looks at the bria. Rab al kol goy Hashem. So who's running the bria? Ah, the kichavim, mazolos, things which I can see, things which definitely not machayev me anything. Not machayev me kedusha al kol ponim. You vent kombinin narishkeit, how to be mashpia on them. Oh, but the Yehudi is moide. Hashem is boras. The Malik Oilam. The Yehudi sees there's pnimius here. There's something more than we see. What's Klal Yisrael's koyach? Shema Yisrael! Re'ia is what you see in the Chitzonius. Shmia is something you hear in the previous. Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echo. And the ganze parasha of Korbanus, whole sefer of Korbanus, Be'etzim. We learn these parashas, they're very shver for us. Korbanus. People have kashas, sacrifice, animal sacrifice. What are you talking? People don't have kashas that you kill animals for your shoes, or you kill animals for your fur coat. Or you kill animals for your lunch. There are people that have kashas. You have a few mishugoyim who don't do that. They don't hanami. We don't have kashas. They have tainas. You ever heard somebody have a taina? Are you talking? What shoes have you got? Who are you, barbaric person? You killed an animal to wear your shoes. Not you're treading on the whole animal. When it comes to animal sacrifice, ooh, this is barbaric, how you talking? There's a lot of reasons, a lot of chisroides in this old Mahalach. Oh, but Lufi, what we're talking about now, one nekuda here, is if you only see the chitzonius, so what do you see in an animal? Do you see meat? You see shoes, but you don't see any kedusha. The first korban we have here is an oilo. V'nirtza loy lechape olov. So trashi amahu beratze loy. Im toy val krisis of misas bezdin of misa b'dei shomayim of malkus hari odshin omur. Ha'oyne beratze elal esse val lav shenitak le'esse. In many ways, the korban oilo lechoyre is more chomor than any other korban. Kulei kolin l'Hashem. Nobody can eat from it. Chatos, the kohenim oichli. Shlomi, everybody's oichli. But an oilo is kulei kolin l'Hashem. What's it mechape for? An essay. What's wrong with an essay? So he didn't say Kriya Shema. On time. Ooh. I wonder if we would have korbanos today, how many bochri would miss Sofsavan Kriya Shema? It's expensive business. Miss Sofsavan Kriya Shema, and l'chol apochus, you have to buy yourself a sheep. Be makriv a sheep. I don't know how much a sheep costs. not cheap. That's every time. What's an essay? This is Kedusha. This is Kedusha. It's Chassid at Kedusha. Come out. What's it going to be? It's Chassid at Kedusha. How's it going to be Mashlim? You take an animal. So the Rabban, the Soivich is Yodok, with all his koyach, and then he shechts the animal. Says the Rabban, he has to see, put his koyach into the animal, he has to see, ki'ilu, the animal's a hemshech of him, and when you shech the animal and you take the dam, and you put the dam on the Mizbeach. He has to see it's Ke'ilu, his dam is on the Mizbeach. And when you makriv the whole animal, all the Eivorim, you send it up to Shemaim, it's Ke'ilu, his guf goes up to Shemaim. And Ali Deizeh, he repairs that Chisorin from the Chisorin of the Mitzvah Esei. He comes back, a Yid should be Kulay Kolil Hashem. How can you see that? Only if you understand this more than meets the eye. Ramban brings from Vayikra Rabba even more. Tani Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Ein ha'oile bo el al hihurei avera salev. Al hihurei halev. What's a hihur? Hihur's Kurdish. Not even a bit less, is even less than that. I'll hear her alev. Terence says, in the oil of a chitzoini, hear her, it's a garnished. I mean, the oil of hapnimi, we realize what the world's really about. What's more of a mitzias, a maise or a hear her? What's a hear her? What's more of a mitzias? What's more of a mitzias? The goof or the nefesh? When you look with re'iyah, chitzonius, what's a mensch? A goof. Basav Edom. How long is this Basav Edom going to last? Ad me'ev esrim shana. Then, put it in the kever. It is rot. It's gone. What about the nefesh? What about the plim of the mensch? Who is the real mensch? Who are we? This? This is the real mensch? Or our plimius? The voice inside of us? The koyach ha-machshove? That's where we see the koyach ha-neshove. Koyach ha-machshove. That doesn't stop. That doesn't go into the kever. It goes to the oilam ha-netzach. Not only that, b'shas misa, where's the first place that the eye goes? Not this eye. The eye with an eye. The Ani, Mensch himself, where's he go? To the Kisei HaKovet. Bezdin Shamalo. And then the Rebbeinu Shalom reviews everything a Mensch did in this life. The goof isn't there, the goof's in the kever. Oh, but the Mensch is still there. That's the real Mitzias. What's stronger of a mitzias? The mice or the hirhur? Hirhur alev! Fakert! Hirhur alev! The ikir. The Rad brings a raya in droshes. Two people can do exactly the same maisa. One mentions chayav misa, one mentions potter. Same maisa. What's the chilek? One was mazid, and one was onus. What's the difference? The same maisa? Maisa's maisa? No. What was his kavana? What was his machshava? If he was a mazid, it's all it makes the same maisa. I even know it was his machshava. Ein oil a boy al alihuri avera salev. Amrem levi mikra malehu. Veha oile al ruchachem. Hoya loisiye. Ha oile mechaperes al ha oile al ruchachem. What's the pshat? It's a play on words. Ha oile al ruchachem. Hoya loisiye. The Navi says. So the oile, oile. Pshat is, a machshava is oile. A machshava stays. A machshava is oile. It's how are you going to be mechaper for an oile? A oile, hihuri alev. With a carbon oile. That you take the whole chius of the animal, the ikar of the carbon is the hazoras hadam. That's the chiyus. You take the chiyus, the nefesh. So the Ramban is nefesh tachas nefesh, a carbon. Take the nefesh of the animal. And then you take the whole metzius of the animal and it's oile lemalo. So his machshavas should be machshavas of tahira, machshavas of kedusha. Babalik. And the whole culture of Amalek, lehepech hagom. All there is maisa. All there is oyle mahachit soidi. That's the world we want to live in. And that is mashpia on us, and that's the world we live in. And aha, it's mashpia. People are connected to media, these little phones they have. You see people, I'm all in the street, they're so fatifed in the phone. The other day I was waiting for a bus, there's some fellow there looking at his smartphone, and he walked straight into me. I didn't realize I'm there. Where's he? He's in the, whatever he was watching. I don't know what he was watching. He wasn't by the bus stop. Unless he caught the bus. And be'etzim, the whole life where people live today is as deep as the screen of a smartphone. That's it. That's the whole amkus of chayim. Everything is what you see. There's no such thing as machshava, as pnimius, something deeper. Peter told me in the social media, what do people spend so much time on social media? What's the grace of Zachar? Grace of Chidushim? Narishkeit. Take a picture of themselves when they're brushing their teeth and what they had for lunch and what they had for supper and all the Meshugin and Zachar they did. The more Meshugin it is, the more popular they are. Then they have followers, chasidim, and friends. Ah, Nebuch. How do you become a friend today? You just tap the screen. Now you're a friend. Is it mechayev anything? Friendship. Chazal say, k'nei l'chochover. Not so posh to have a friendship. You have to work on a friendship. No, today you don't have to. Smartphone, then you'll have lots of friends. put your meshugas on the media, you'll have lots of friends. Oy vavoy, if you bump into them, you meet them. Try to have an epsikeshen. First of all, they can't talk anyway. The only way you can communicate is through WhatsApp and all these zachen and texting and kitzur l'shoynes and v'chule. It destroys the whole mensch. And when you say this to somebody, you say, what's the problem? This way you get your message through quicker. And you don't have to say, Shalom Aleichem, and how are you doing today? Baruch Hashem, I'm fine, and how are you? This is not a thing. By the way, the reason I called you, and then you say one thing. You don't have to do all that. Get rid of the plivius of Metzius HaAdam. Send in code Kitzer Zachen. There were wonders why there's so many divorces today. Today, husbands and wives just need two smartphones. They don't have to talk to each other. That's the world we live in. That Amalek has succeeded in bringing that culture to the whole world. Chalila, there should be any Yirah Shamayim. Are we made our mitzvahs the same thing? Ramal Kol Goyim, Hashem. People learn. But they internalize anything about their learning? Does it speak to us? Say a good svara. Lomdus. Gewaldi. Lomdus. And does it speak to the mensch? Does it change the person? The more lomdish it is, the less it's going to be mashpia on the mensch. Because it's not real lomdus. Real lomdus would have rather been mashpia on the mensch. It's just to impress. If you sound like you're saying something very deep, you use a lot of epices and ichmeins and all these neshoiners, which are... So say what you mean already. Terence says he doesn't know what he means, so how can he say it? But it sounds good. The Rambam says that Noshim Epturo is from Talmud Torah, She'ena Yodos Lehis Lamed. Noshim Daitan Kalas, Das, is to connect, to internalize. The Tafkid of Noshim in the world is not that. Sayyidim Yodas the Islamites, they're potter from Talmud Torah. The Mashgiach, Sechet Tzadim and Kodesh Nivroch, used to say, so how many Zchorim Achayev in Talmud Torah? The Yeh Yodas the Islamite. Be learning Shmira for months. Is there an aliyah in what's his chayvus ben adam lechaveiro? Did he talk to us? Did he tell us something? Or the gewaltig chaburus, did he tell us something? Did he change us? Was it Mekadesh as Kedusha Satoira? Mikoy Chabalik. Is our davening Mekarev as to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or we bumble the words quickly and Yotzesai, get it over with. Is our tefillah bring us to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do our mitzvahs bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mistovel, there hasn't been a dar who's had such kosher tefillin, such mehudadika tefillin, as our dar. And the tefillin, bring v'roh kol ha'mi'oritz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. It's all b'koyach ha'malik. The Rambam says, but the Iker Nekuda, the Takana of Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Gemara says, that we were chayav to read the Megillah. Balaylo neshano yisem bayoyim, shneva elokai ekro yoyimo veloysane velaylo veloydomiyali. What's that got to do with Kriyas HaMegillah? See, Grande comes in Ayeles HaShachar. So that's what Esther said. I daven by day, you're not going to answer me. By night, you'll be silent. So Dr. Ashi, Pshat the Gemara, the Shanoi said, by Yom Zeicha, the Nes, Shoy Uzoyakim, be made Soroso, Yom of Alayla. Kriyas HaMegillah, Yom Valayla is to be remind us, Shoy Uzoyakim, by Yom of Alayla. And that was the Nes, Zeicha, the Nes, Shoy Uzoyakim. The one posuk of Ruchnius, Mefurish in the Torah, is when the Gzeira came out, when Mordechai Yoda. He went and he davened. And that spread through the whole of Klal Yisrael. They davened. Dr. Rambam, the Kriyas HaMegillah, they were taking Kriyas HaMegillah to tell us, Emes, Masha Omar HaKosuv. Mi goy godel asher lukim kroivim eilov. Kashem elokeinu bechol kareinu eilov. Kriyas HaMegillah is to teach us that the Rebbeinu Shem is korov to Klal Yisrael whenever we daven. Korov Hashem l'chol korov l'chol asher yikrouhu be'emes. The Rebbeinu Shem is korov to everyone who davens if he's korov be'emes. Or he just bubbles the words, the korov Hashem l'chol korov. Megillah was behesta upon him. Everything was behesta. What breaks the hesta upon him? What's the koyach through which we can break the mask of Hester Ponim and be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch and be miskarev HaKadosh Baruch to us? Tefillah. Mi kashem, mi goy godel. Kashem elokeinu b'chol goreinu eilov. Asher elokim kroivim eilov. Mi goy godel asher elokim kroivim eilov. That's us, Rabbi Yisai. We're mushma by Amalek, but it's us. We're the goy godel asher lukim kroivim eilov. When? Kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilov. 3 times a day we have an opportunity to be miskariv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Zman of the Megillah, Klal Yisrael did that. They got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they broke the koyach of Amalek. And when they broke the koyach of Amalek, when that was broken, the tchilas nefila, ki nafal pachad ha-yehudim aleihem, lehepech ha-gob of what Amalek tried to achieve, came out pung fakert. Amalek tried to destroy the Yiras Hashem and the Yira from Klal Yisrael, and from this came out pung fakert, nafal pachad ha-yehudim aleihem. Is what was Klal Yisrael's reaction? La Yehudi Moisa Oira, Zu Toira. They had Toira before, but they had a new bechin of Toira. Now the Toira was Meir Einehem. Now the Torah lit up the world for us. They had Shabbos before. Oh, but now there was a new Bechina. Yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. The Simcha of Shabbos, or the Simcha of a Yom Tov, what is it? Is it the food? Is it the chalent? Or is Yismechu b'malchuscha? They had Mila before. They realized the gvaltige chelik that we have. This kedusha on our guf. Dave our bris. Bris mila. This kedusha on the guf. When do we remember a bris? When you go to somebody who makes a bris. You realize we have a bris. All of us have a bris, Baruch Hashem. A bris is kedusha saguf. But our tefillin, yikar is chashivus. There's covered and there's yikar. Lichvoid shimcha yikar yiteinu. Covered is the chitzonius hanhogus of covered. What's yikar? Yikar is the pnimius worth, that something has true worth. Lichvoid shimcha yikar yiteinu. Lasid lovei, all the guy will give yikar to Hashem. Yikar is gematria yesh. It's real. It's what's real. Tefillin brings out the kedusha that a yid has. That there's shoyre on the yid. A hashra of Hashem Yisbarach. V'ro kol ha-me-ha-oritz, it's megale that. V'ro kol ha-me-ha-oritz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. As Ken said, when we make the brocha for tefillin, there's an interesting loshon. L'chore, the mitzvah tefillin is kshira. But we don't say likshar. Tefillin, we say lahaniach. What's lahaniach? Because with our tefillin, we're being made niach the Shem Hashem aleinu. The God says that the Rosh Tevas of Oira, Simcha, Sosan, and Yukar is Gematria Toira. He says the Rosh Tevas of the Klal. Have a oimer that the klal of this whole pasuk be'etzim is Torah. But what Torah? Oira. Torah R. A Torah which lights up for us. A Torah which teaches us something. A Torah which lights up the world, which shows us the plebeius of the world. And that Torah can give us the simcha of Shabbos. The Simcha of a Yom Tov, the Sosan of Mila, the Yakar of Tefillin. When we think, when we use our Makoach HaMachshava, what are the mitzvahs? What is the Torah we're learning? The Torah we're learning is supposed to be Meir for us, change our whole mitzvahs. If we just think a little bit when we daven, trying to beat the clock, say the words as quickly as you can without any type of machshava, so we don't think anything. Or with the brocha of our Abba, we ask first of all to teach us the chukei chayim, that's the chitzonis, and then we should be able to learn properly. Learning, havonas haTorah, kiyum haTorah, lishma, is the Lois essays. Laso is the ases. Ulekaye with the rabbonos. Kiyumatoy, siogivator. Es kol divrei salvator secho ba'avo. Every last sif cut the Mishnah Brura. Ba'avo. What else is there? Is there any other madriga? It's the highest madriga we can imagine. Haven't yet got there. Veho ereinenu besayra secho. Like who divisa ira, Tyra is ira. It should make a difference to us. It should enlighten us. We should open our eyes. We should see the world. La'ar ha-Tyra. Umi meile v'damek libeinu b'mitzvoy secho. V'yachin levoveinu le'avo le'yira eshemecho. That's what the Yidden had from Purim. They sat amid Mizboinen, and they saw the plimius of everything that was happening. Even the Goyim saw Nofal Pachad Yehudim Aleim. But Klal Yisrael realized it's all the Yad Hashem. It could be Mikra, 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 Kol Asher Korohu, but it's not. There's no such thing as Mikra. Mikra is the Yad Hashem. Last week we saw Purim. There's no Hechreach. It's Ba'avo. But the Klal Yisrael came for themselves to be misbinding what we were seeing, what we were hearing. That's what Purim's about. To see the world, the higher Eineinu B'Seiro Secha. B'Damek Nibbeinu B'Mitzu Secha. V'Yachei Levaveinu La'avo Le'yira Eshemecha. We haven't finished just with Kiyum HaTorah. We have to come to Avo and Yira is Shemecha. Loi Nevo is Loi Lomvoid. When we come to the Kisei HaKovid, we won't have bushes. Just imagine, with the Kisei HaKovid, the best in Shemala, they're going to play over a video of our lives. And much of that video is going to be bushes of herpes. Not only the Averas. Halavai, we'll do tshuva. That bit will be edited out. But what about how we daven? Over here, we don't realize we are immediately lifnei hashchina. And when it comes in best in shamala, that's how you daven? In best in shamala. If our Torah lights us up, v'horei neinu b'sayro secha. Then we'll come there. We'll have lived with a life of Avon Yira. Kodesh is Muvdal Mufrash. Kiveshein Kodshecho Hagodol Vanoira Batachnu. We pierced the facade of Hester upon him. Give a shame, Kodshecho Agol Vanoira Batochnu. And when the Yeshua comes, Nogilo Venismecho Bishua Secho. That's a Purim. Megillah. Svarim Shnei, Megillah is Losha Megale. What's the Megillah Megale? Megillah is not Megale anything. Faket, it's Mastia. But when a Yid hears the Megillah properly, what does he hear? He hears Tfilis, Lekai Ekro Yoimov, Veloisadet. That's what he hears. He hears Chuoso Vayisol Anetzach, Vesigvoso Mechaldor Vedar, even in our door. Even in our door, Purim can talk to us. That we have to be Machriv Amalek, and try and be oiker Amalek from within ourselves. Be zoicher she'osalecha Amalek. Mochai timche. We're all affected by Amalek, but we have to destroy the Amalek from within us. And come back to what Yidden are. La Yehudim, the Moedim. The ones who were moideh. Who can say it's even more. Yehud, Yehudi. is be'etzem the Shem Avaya with a Dalet. It's Yehuda. Shem Avaya with a Dalet. Because be'etzem, what's a Yehuda? Dalet's Rosh and Dal. The mensch mitzad atzmai, ich bin a garnished. But the Shem Hashem is Nikra Alecha. Which Shem Hashem? Shem Avaya is Nikra Alecha. That's a Yehudi. La Yehudim, hoysa oira, v'simcha, v'sosoin, v'ikar.